It is National Teachers Day, and in Sonoma County, we have the Teacher of the Year on the KSRO Live Line. Good morning, Tom Griffin.
Good morning.
A pleasure to have you here, and congratulations. You've been teaching for 26 years. You're at Casa Grande High. What was it like to get that honor?
It's been a real pleasure. The community and my colleagues have been very appreciative and supportive. I've frankly enjoyed it quite a bit.
Well, let me ask you the tough question right off the top, Tom. How do you make a difference in a student's life?
I think the most important thing, you have to make a personal connection with the student. If you can do that, then there's really no limit to what you can do working together.
And what about the fact that teachers really have to, in many cases, take so much more on themselves in terms of things that aren't provided anymore by the school district or whatever, time, extra time with certain students? You know, the teachers, it seems like, have to bring a lot more to the table these days.
Well, it certainly feels that way to us, but you have to keep the main goal in sight, and that's working with the students. And you can always manage to achieve something, even if you don't have all the resources you'd like. Working together, you can see ways to make real progress.
Now, how many kids do you normally have in one class, Tom?
About 30.
About 30 students, and that's a workable number for you, obviously.
Yes, it is. Again, you learn ways to deal with that. And there are certain things that you can do with a larger group that you can't do with a smaller group. So it works both ways.
Well, you find a way to make a difference no matter what the class size, it sounds like.
That's really what it comes down to. And again, it's a matter if you can make a personal connection with all of them, which is possible. Because you're working together with a common goal in mind.
That's for sure. I have to ask you, though, Tom, what do you do with cell phones when kids come into a class? Are they allowed to keep them, or do they put them in a bin, or what?
I let my students keep them as long as they can manage them responsibly, which means while we're working, the cell phone is not out.
Right. What do your kids think about this honor, Sonoma County Teacher of the Year?
They're thrilled. They've indicated their appreciation in a number of ways.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, it is National Teachers Day. I don't think people really bring apples anymore in appreciation. What do kids do now for their teachers?
They occasionally bring in a donut or a chocolate. But it's more in the way they treat you and the things they say. And they're there to learn, and they really appreciate it when they feel like they're learning. And they let a teacher know.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, congratulations. It is quite the honor. Sonoma County Teacher of the Year. Tom, can you remember your favorite high school teacher?
Certainly.
See, all of us can. And I think that kind of speaks to the weight that teachers carry in our lives. You must know full well that years, decades from now, people are going to be talking about Tom Griffin and what kind of a difference you made in their particular life.
Thank you very much. I look forward to feeling that.
Well, that's fantastic, Tom. Congratulations again. Sonoma County Teacher of the Year. You got $3,000 from Community First Credit Union and season tickets to the symphony.
That's right.
And probably a lot more accolades coming your way for National Teachers Day. Tom, congratulations, and thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much.